To this passage, but if you want to turn there, go ahead. Lamentations chapter 3. The title of this message tonight is God Knows.
Yeah, amen, brother.
God knows. On August the 4th, 2019, Jeanette and I began a difficult 2.5 month long journey that neither one of us will ever forget. Jeanette had begun having excruciating headaches that also gave her double vision that was also blurred. I took her to an urgent care place to find out what could be causing the severe pain. They said she had a sinus infection and gave her some antibiotics to knock it out. It didn't help. About a week later, we went to the ER. They did a CAT scan. Nothing showed up. I went to the ER again. They did another CAT scan. Nothing showed up. We had been going to the chiropractor, and he was doing everything he could. There's still no answers. We got an MRI. It showed nothing. We were beginning to wonder if this was going to be our new normal. Are we going to have to just get used to this pain, blindness, having to be led by the hand? We were praying a lot for God to show us what to do and, of course, to heal her. But God was quiet. And we were overwhelmed. We went to an eye doctor. I mean, she couldn't see, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to the eye doctor. Maybe there's the problem.
Yeah.
He said everything looked normal. We knew different. This was anything but normal. All Jeanette could do every single day was just sit on the couch listening to the radio or listening to the TV, not watching it. When she had to get up for any reason, she would feel her way to that room. She lost quite a bit of weight during this time because she was nauseated all the time, couldn't eat hardly anything. For me, it was hard to walk out of the door every day to go to work knowing her condition, the pain that she was suffering, not knowing what we could do about it, and trying to accept the fact that there was nothing I could do about it. Both of us have prayed hundreds of times for God to step in and heal. But God was quiet. Occasionally, different ladies would come over during the day while I was gone at work and would sit with Jeanette just so that she wasn't by herself all the time, every day. Couldn't go anywhere. Nothing really that they could do except be there.
Mm.
It's been over a month now, and we've had no answers, no help, no direction. We even made another trip to the ER, and nothing. Finally, our chiropractor gave us the name of another chiropractor and said, maybe he can help. He specializes in the atlas bone. That's the top vertebrae in your bone that the cranium sits on. And maybe that's where the problem is. He gave us his number. We called him, and he agreed to meet us that day after hours. He x-rayed Jeanette's neck and then put it up on his screen, looked at it, and then he pushed away from his desk and just smiled real big. And he says, well, I've got great news. Your atlas bone is way out of line, and I can fix it. All of a sudden, we had a glimmer of hope.
Mm. Amen.
When can you start?
Mm.
Right now, he said. So we went over to the table. He adjusted her atlas bone, and he told me quietly while she was on the table, I don't think she could hear, but maybe she could. She has bionic hearing. He said she's going to breathe real deep when she sits up. He said, Jeanette, you can sit up now. She sat up. Wow, I haven't been able to breathe that deep in a long time. He said, it's because of your atlas bone. That's the problem. We went back to him every day for a couple of weeks, but saw no change. In fact, we began to think that maybe this wasn't the breakthrough that we thought it was.
Mm.
So did he.
Mm.
In fact, he said, I'm doing everything I can. You might need to see a neurologist. And so here we go again down that road. We got the appointment, went to the neurologist. It's been over a month now. They said, your trigeminal nerve has been severely damaged. It may heal. And it may not. They gave us a prescription for pain medicine. In fact, it was the type of pain medicine that could also help her sleep. She was not sleeping very good. If you've ever had severe pain, it's hard to fall asleep. That medicine, she took it that night. It backfired. It actually kept her up all night. She didn't sleep hardly at all. The next day, I went to work like normal. And around 9 o'clock, she called and she said loudly, I can see.
Amen.
I can see. I drove home immediately. All we could do was praise God.
Amen.
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 It wasn't really our home. We were actually homeless. Our Our lease had ended in our house, our new house that we were supposed to move into. It drug out, and and it wasn't ready to move into, so we were homeless. And a friend of ours let us live with her just down the road from where our new house was. So I went there, and that's where we rejoiced for just a few minutes.
Amen.
It was a wonderful day. The vision issue and the pain would occasionally return, but those times became farther and farther apart. And today she can see just fine.
Praise the Lord, Jesus. Amen.
The pain is gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
That pain is gone. I'm still here. But we had both come to the realization that this may be our new normal.
Mm.
We had to accept that. It could be. You know, Paul asked God to remove the thorn in his flesh, and God said, no,
yeah.
It has a purpose.
Yeah.
And it's going to stay. We knew that God could heal, but that He might not. And if He didn't, that would be okay because He knows best. We trusted and rested in the truth of Psalms 142 and verse 3 that says, when my spirit was overwhelmed in me, then thou knewest my path.
Yes, praise God.
Lamentations, if you're there, in chapter 3, just the title of this book,
yes, sir,
ought to give us a little bit of an idea of the suffering that Jeremiah went through.
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah, in my opinion, was the Old Testament Apostle Paul. He was beaten. He was in prison. He was even thrown in a dungeon that couldn't really even be called a dungeon. It was really just a pit that water seeped into and mud. And he was thrown in there to die. But he said this in chapter 3, after, if you read the whole chapter, it actually takes more impact, but on verse 21 it says this, this I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. Amen. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. We all have hope, even when we're overwhelmed. Because the Lord's mercies.
Amen.
They're new every morning.
Yes, sir.
He's merciful.
Yes.
Mercy means He doesn't give us what we deserve.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Are you overwhelmed? You may not be now, but you will be at some point in the future.
Yes,
it comes.
Right.
It's part of life.
Yes, sir.
Before it comes, it's important to learn this truth. And that's this. God knows.
Mm.
And He cares.
Yes, He does. Bless His name. Bless your name, Lord.
God is not, He has not promised us a problem-free life.
No, sir.
In fact, He's promised that we will suffer.
Yeah.
It's easy for us in the middle of the problem to ask, why me? If Jesus suffered, we have no reason to think we shouldn't
suffer. Brother. Amen.
He didn't deserve it. We do. That's probably not why we're suffering many times. Because of sin. Sometimes we do suffer because of our sin.
Yeah.
That's called consequence. Sometimes we just suffer because God is trying to grow us.
Yes.
He's trying to draw us closer to Him.
Yes, sir.
And during that time, it can be overwhelming. Just remember, God knows.
Amen.
And He cares.
Yes, He does. Bless His name.
Trust Him. Depend on Him. Love Him and serve Him. God knows.
Yes, He does.
Let's pray. Father, I thank You for being so good to us. Lord, I thank You for the fact that You're all-knowing. You're all-powerful.
Yes.
There's nothing that You cannot do. And yet, You love us. Unconditionally.
Thank You, Lord.
Lord, I thank You for that. Please help me to trust You when I'm overwhelmed, like I trust You when everything is going great.
Yes, God grant that.
I thank You for that. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and turn to 483. 483, we need to.